Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Reel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer has Burns trapped. There's the throw to Rule and over to Reel, who tags Burns for the out. Campbell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Reel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Real fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Stone reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0-for-1 in the game. Real hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball towards right. Campbell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Campbell. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. There goes Stone trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Whitehill. Melillo goes all the way around to score. Storti moves to third. It's 4-1 Tigers. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Storti scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Sam Gray. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by rule for a passed ball. Levy moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Levy moves to third. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a fly ball towards left. Stone catches it and throws to home to double up Levy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0 for 2 in the game. Real takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Nolan Richardson now playing third base. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Storti moves to second. Ed Grimes pinch hits for lefty Stewart. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-3 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Goslin steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Farrell bunts towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. Goslin moves to third. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-3 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.